Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful at your service. Merry Christmas, everyone. And as you know, this is my 10th consecutive live Christmas show. As I said in the past, it's not my 10th consecutive Christmas Day show, because over 10 years, sometimes Christmas fell on Saturday and Sunday, and so I didn't do it on those days. But it is my 10th consecutive Christmas show, live Christmas show, and I'm kind of happy about that. That's a high water mark for me to be able to be here all this time. That's a little bit of a survivor story there. But I've had a lot of help over the years, folks. I've had a lot of help from my audience, all of you folks out there listening. I want to thank you for your steadfast support of all the things that we do here on our show, on our website, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com, as you know. But also, I want to thank some other folks, some very special people that you've gotten to know over the last 10 years, and that is our Brain Trust members, the people who join me on a regular basis, four a day typically, to talk about things that are important to your small business and to you, your lives and your families. And these are all small business owners. The people, almost all of them, are small business owners, or at least they care very much about small business owners if they should happen to work for the government, for example, which many of our guests are. One of the great members of our Brain Trust is our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. And you know Bob very well. Bob's been with us many times in the past several years. He's a small business owner, formerly the head of a large company, and then decided to start his own PR firm. But I got some exciting news. Not only is Bob with me right now, but he's brought along the whole family. We're going to have a family Christmas time here, and I'm excited about that. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, and let me introduce my sons, Jeffrey and Peter, and, of course, my wife, Jan. We're thrilled to wish you a Merry Christmas, and Christmas to all your listeners.
Well, thank you. And, of course, first we have to say hi to Jan. She's one of my favorite people. Jan Dillis Schneider, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas. We're just happy that our whole family is together this year.
It's a blessing.
And as we've been, I think almost every year, but I feel very sad for those people that have, you know, kids away in Iraq and not with them this morning.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Jan. And Jan, you know, I know that you consider yourself to be a very rich woman, because you got two beautiful sons right there in front of you, don't you?
Yes.
Jeffrey has been on the show before. Jeff, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me, sir.
Jeff's a member of our Brain Trust, and we've talked a little poetry on the show once or twice before. It's good to have you back, Jeff. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I got the greatest people in my life around me. That's really the spirit of Christmas.
It is the spirit of Christmas, isn't it? And then we got Peter. Peter's a junior in high school. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's a great honor to be on the show.
It's good to have you here. And, of course, I've met all these folks, ladies and gentlemen. I've been to their home. They've welcomed me in their home up in the great state of Connecticut and in the past. You know what? I just realized I've had fathers and sons on before. I've had fathers and daughters on the show before. But I've never had a whole family on the show. And so, Bob, you've created a first here, and I appreciate that very much.
We've tried to do firsts for a long time, Jim.
Jan, talk to us about what Christmas means to you as a Christian.
Well, I don't think you... We went to church last night, and it was a beautiful service, and just listening to Christmas carols and everything reminds you that Christmas is really an emotional thing. We have a tree downstairs filled with, you know, surrounded with packages and everything, but I don't think there's any one of us in this family that wouldn't agree that it's really about being together and remembering what Christmas is in terms of family and spirituality and just those things that bind us year to year to year. And I think that Christmas really is family. There's just no question about it.
And it's not just the family that, like the one you have around you, but the family of mankind. I mean, how many people have you run into in the malls or wherever, Jan, in the last month, let's say,
especially in the last, say, the last week, people you've never seen, people you'll never see again, but somehow you made eye contact, and there was a little Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or something connected there, wasn't there?
Oh, even more than that. I mean, people were just saying Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy Holidays, whichever seemed appropriate. Opening doors for people, helping them out. I mean, it was, it's pervasive. It really is. It's wonderful.
Well, and that makes it a great reason. If for nothing else, regardless of your faith, folks, you know, I know people, people who are not very religious people, but this time of year, they mellow out a little bit, and they appreciate the season. Stand by, Dylan Snyder. Folks, we've got the entire Dylan Snyder family. There's probably even a pet or two running around there. Bob Dylan Snyder, Jan Dylan Snyder, Jeffrey Dylan Snyder, Peter Dylan Snyder. Say that three times real fast. I'm going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
For the show, free to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on Christmas Day, as I have now for a long time, and I'm excited about having the Dylan Snyder family, folks. This is a family Christmas time here with the entire Dylan Snyder family, Bob and Jan and Jeffrey and Peter, and I want to talk to Peter for a second. Peter, folks, is a junior in high school in Connecticut. Peter, what was it like in the last couple of weeks in your school in terms of Christmas? Was there any, could you see evidence of Christmas in your school? Was it allowed? What was going on there?
Well, mainly it was anticipation to, you know, get out and have vacation and everything. But I suppose in the last week or so of school, like, decorations started to go up. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like Christmas streamers, and we actually have this program at our school called the Angel Tree, where, like, each person gets if you volunteer, you get assigned something. You get assigned to small children.
Peter, let me stop you for a second. What school is this?
Greens Farms Academy in Westport, Connecticut.
Okay, so this is not a public school.
No, it's not a public school.
It's not a public school. So you are capable of expressing your faith attitudes there, then, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. So what happened? You were able to decorate for Christmas, and what would you?
Yeah, everyone was able to put up whatever they wanted. Like, there were, like, bows on lockers and stuff. And
what did you say about angels?
Yeah, it's this program called the Angel Tree. It's like, it's a charity thing. Like, somebody gets assigned a specific person and given an idea of what they're like, given an idea of what they're what they want for Christmas. And
let me stop you for a second, Peter. Do you believe in angels?
I suppose in a sense.
Well,
I don't think that, like,
kidding.
Angels
are down away from. How far are you away from your mother?
Huh?
You're pretty close to an angel there, aren't you?
Yeah, in that sense, the angels are true, but I don't think, like, angels come down from heaven.
Oh, you don't really think there are angels. And Jeff, what about you? Do you think there are angels?
I think, in a sense, angels are real. I mean, people believe in them. They must exist. I've seen people get so close to death, and they manage to be saved somehow.
Yeah. Somehow. Bob,
Jim, I'll tell you one thing, Jim. I believe in angels, and I'll tell you why. It's the flip side. We have in our church area an exorcist, somebody who gets rid of the devil. And if the devil exists, I'm sure angels exist.
Very true.
Well, if the devil exists, I pray that angels exist.
Absolutely.
I think that's what you're looking for there, Bob. Well, you know, Bob, there was a recent survey. Jan, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a recent survey of how many people, and they found out how many people actually do believe in angels.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I have known some angels, some real angels on earth myself. I had some aunts that were special to me. And there have been people who were angels, and I don't know, Jen. Are we diluting the concept of angels if we make it convenient for ourselves and we apply that term to someone who is who's just special to us and who is a special human being? Jen,
I think you've hit that. It's how you define an angel. It's I mean, is there a heavenly thing with wings flying through the air? That I question. But are there very special people that have a lot of love for you or another individual or inspire you? Those, if that's an angel, there are a lot of angels.
Well,
and you can be an angel to somebody else, I guess, but I don't know about this mystical thing with white wings.
Could not what the Bible says about angels just be a textual metaphor for the people who hold those qualities in our lives?
Well, you know, of course, in those days they had those heavenly hosts. In the previous half hour, I read some scripture. I read from Isaiah and from Luke and about the heavenly hosts. And so, it's, you know, if they had heavenly hosts in those days, it makes me wonder if they're there, maybe we're just not paying attention. But I do believe that there are angels in my life. There have been angels in my life, and those were people who decided to invest in me. Bob, these were people who said, you know what, this person is worthy of me investing my emotions and my time and my concern and my love in. And if that's the case, can't we be an angel to other people?
We sure can, and that's exactly what we should be doing all over the country and around the world. So every one of us and the four of us on the phone today are going to try to reach out to do just that, Jim.
Peter, there's a book called The Star Thrower. Isley, I think, is the lady's name, her last name. Rhianne Isley, I think, is, I've forgotten exactly her exact name. But she wrote a book called The Star Thrower. And in the story, Peter, there's a story about a man who is watching a young boy throwing one of the thousands of starfish that had washed up onto the beach back into the water. And he walked up to the little boy and he said, why are you doing that? He said, young man, that's an admirable thing to be throwing those little starfish back in the water, but there are hundreds of thousands of them. How could you possibly make a difference? And the little boy picked up one of the starfish and threw it back in. And he said, well, I made a difference to that one, didn't I?
That's very good.
Isn't that a great story?
Yes.
Great story.
And so, Peter and Jeff, you know, your mom and dad know this, but I'd like to encourage you to think about that story. I really believe, Bob, in this concept of investing in human beings. It could just be our time. What do you think?
I think we have to do it because human beings are going to make the future go. In your case, the small business advocate, small business is what makes this nation go. And human beings are what makes those small businesses run.
God bless small business owners, Dylan Schneiders, Jan and Peter and Jeff and Bob. Bob, you know, and I know you agree with me, and because you said it first. And folks, I just am so proud of small business owners. You guys out there do such a wonderful job. One customer, one employee at a time. I don't even want to think. I'm like George Bailey said. I don't want to think about what the world looks like without small business owners. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. We'll be right back. I'm Jim. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating Christmas, and I happen to be doing it with four of my good friends, the Dylan Schneider family, Bob, the paterfamilias, and his lovely wife Jan, the mother of the bunch and of the clan, and then the older son Jeffrey and younger son Peter, and we're having a great visit with them. And I want to thank all four of you for joining me and for making my day. Jeffrey, by the way, folks, as you know, Bob is an author of a number of books. 50 Plus is one, and Time for Heroes, I believe, Bob, was your last one?
That was the last one, yes, it was.
A Time for Heroes, and then your son is following in your footsteps. Jeffrey is a poet, folks, and you've heard Jeffrey on the show before. His last book is a book of poetry. It's a pretty darn significant book called Between Two Junes is a Forest, and Jeff, that's available wherever books are sold, right?
Pretty much on BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com.
Amazon, have you got a website yourself?
Yeah, it's a MySpace website. It's myspace.com/boxtheband, B-O-X, the band.
Box, the band, B-E-N-D?
Band, B-A-N-D.
Box the band, I got you. I see what you mean, okay.
I'm taking my poetry to another level so I can express it more emotionally through the sound of music.
Jan, I know you're proud of your boys, but, you know, Jeffrey talking about MySpace, that's a different world than you and I grew up in.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think about that? Is it more complicated being the mother of young boys today than it was for your parents?
Unquestionably. Unquestionably. I can remember we used to get on the phone and talk in the evening, and these kids will IM instead of talking. They'll get on a computer and talk on the phone with they're IMing at the same time. And there's so many more things that can go on on those, you know, chat rooms. But I think it all goes back to when their kids are younger and you teach them the values that you hope that they will continue with for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you teach them the basic principles that you have in your family, like integrity and honesty and, you know, concern for other people, when they make decisions, these things will come into play, and hopefully they will make the right decision.
And if you haven't done that, by the time they're at least 10, the ship has sailed, hasn't it?
Well, one would think that, but if you haven't done it by 10, work a little harder.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes. Bob, when I think about the young folks, you know, using the technology, I can't help but translate that to the 21st century marketplace and how exciting it already is and how exciting it's going to be when Peter and Jeffrey take their place in the marketplace and use this technology and these new capabilities. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
The best is yet to come, Jim. If we look back 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, look how far society has come. And just imagine what the imagination and the skill of these young men today is going to take us to.
Peter,
we need to get ready for quite a ride.
Peter, what do you want to do with your life?
Well, I'm very interested in film and cinematic stuff, so I was hoping to become a director.
Yeah, that's a noble cause. Maybe you can go out and clean up Hollywood a little bit. How about doing that for us?
I'll try.
Jeffrey, what about you? You're a poet already. You are an accomplished young man. What do you want to do?
I've been in the field of psychology for a while now. I thoroughly enjoy helping people, trying to make their lives better.
One of the things I want to say to both of you is something that I learned from the great French comedian and economist, Frédéric Bastiat, 19th century economist. He's known for that. I call him a comedian because he has such funny stories. But he said this, and I want to tell you two, you guys, this as you continue to communicate with young people all around the country, maybe around the world. Remember this: when goods cross borders, armies don't. So the more you can connect with people in other parts of the world through the social networking, the more you're contributing to the future of world peace. That's my attitude. Peter, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's true.
Jeffrey?
Oh, I have had the chance to go someplace in the world, and I always make friends there. And every time I go back, I keep in contact.
Bob and Jan, you're rich.
Thank you.
We're fortunate to be on your show, Jim. Thanks very much.
We appreciate it.
You enrich in my lives, all four of you. Thank you for spending a Christmas day. Folks, this has been a family Christmas show. How about that? Bob Dylan Schneider, thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Merry Christmas to all four of you. Bob Dylan Schneider, Peter Dylan Schneider, Jeffrey Dylan Schneider, and, of course, their angel, Jan Dylan Schneider. Bye, guys. See you next time.
Hello, Jim. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. I'm Jim Blassingame, wishing you a Merry Christmas. I got one more hour to go after this one, and I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.